So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, Dan Latto speaking. So look, let's just get down to brass tacks. You're going to get judged. I get judged. Doesn't matter what you do, you're going to get judged. You could be the nicest person on the planet, help millions of people. You could be the saviour of humanity. You're going to get judged. You're going to get judged positively. You're going to get judged negatively and everywhere in between on that spectrum of judgment. And this is the problem, is that for some reason, when somebody says something on social media, a keyboard warrior, let's say, an anonymous person, or even if they're not anonymous, for some reason we take that to heart, like we're listening to that other person because they have an opinion. And it's crazy because sometimes that opinion isn't valid. It's literally so invalid an opinion. And sometimes the opinion is completely and utterly factually wrong. So for example, we might talk about tenants and someone will say, oh, it's easy for a landlord, you just evict them and you don't have to do anything, you don't have to go to court. And that's factually, completely factually incorrect. But someone's saying that you're incorrect, even though you're right. And you're getting into this argument with this person who's got a different opinion that's factually incorrect. And I would ask you, what the hell are you doing getting into an argument with them? It's like fighting with a pig in mud. You're going to get dirty, you're going to probably lose, and the pig loves it because it's bringing you down to their level. Why would you get into that argument, or why would you even listen to somebody else's judgment, especially if it's about you? Like, you can judge me as much as you want, I don't care. Ideally, I want you to judge me in a nice way, but if you judge me in a non-nice way, that's all right, that's up to you. It's on you, it's not on me. And if someone's judging you, it's on them, it's not on you. But the time has come now for you to move on from this fear of being judged. The time has come for you to do incredibly well. Because what happens is this, when you're not doing very well, you're being judged because you're not doing very well. And then when you start to do very well, people judge you because you're doing very well. It doesn't matter what you do, you're going to be wrong in people's eyes anyway, so you might as well go do it. Just makes no difference. You might as well just go do whatever it is you want to go do, as long as it's legal and safe for everybody and all that kind of good stuff, obviously. Just go do it. If you want to go make £1 million, you go make £1 million. You're going to be judged anyway. If you only make £100,000, you're going to be judged on £100,000. If you do £500,000, you'll be judged on that. If you do £10 million, you'll be judged on that. If you do £1,000 for the year and that's it, you'll be judged one way or the other. There's no good, there's no bad, there's just judgment all along, and who the hell cares? Because it doesn't matter. I mean, as a property investor, we've been very, very, very successful, okay? But you go on Twitter or social media, depending where you go and who you're replying to, they simply don't like people who invest in properties. They say that we're taking properties, we don't add value to society. No, we're just putting a roof over somebody's head, that's all. Creating a safe environment for family, that's all. Nothing major. It's ridiculous, right? But you're always going to have those sort of people. So the first question I would ask you is, why on earth are you hanging around with those people? I mean, I must admit, I kind of like winding them up a little bit, I'll be honest. So sometimes I might make an inflammatory comment just to, you know, light the blue touch paper, stand well back kind of thing. But that's just me. So why would you be hanging around those sort of people that are not with you on your journey to financial freedom, to making more money, to having a successful business, to losing weight, to putting weight on, to finding the man or the woman of your dreams, whatever that happens to be? Why are you listening to all these other people who have got this negative opinion? Get yourself into an environment full of people who are going to support you for your journey, not only till you get to the point that where you want to get to, like being wealthy or being slim or being happy. And by the way, being slim isn't necessarily where you want to get to. I hear people who've overweight, they slim down, very unhappy, put the weight back on, perfect. Whatever that is in that spectrum for you, that's exactly where you should be. And it's got absolutely nothing to do with anybody else about what you're doing and about who you are, and you should be turning it off and not even listening to it. I'm glad I'm not famous, because if you were famous, you'd be in every magazine, you can't walk out your house, everyone taking pictures, and everyone's got a judgment, even though they don't know anything about you. It's ridiculous. So stop listening to other people, surround yourself by positive-minded people, and go for your dreams, go for your goals. You want to get one life, time is to live it. Speak to you on the next video. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.